1390 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
House Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
That bill, though not expected to pass the Senate, and the president says he vetoed it. Montana Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session is in retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean president revealing a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat by sending a U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News. British regulators blocking Microsoft's $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard over competition concerns. Texas lawmakers are taking on Meta, Twitter, and TikTok.
In the social media Wild West, just about anyone can sign up for an account, including minors.
Our children are not the customers of these platforms. They are the commodity being traded.
Texas State Representative Shelby Slauson says the youngest users may or may not understand what they're signing up for.
Their young minds are being shaped by addictive algorithms, and their attention spans are being captured and curated in directions that serve corporate bottom lines.
Her proposal would require parental consent for anyone under 18 to open a social media account. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Progress in the Roman Catholic Church. For the first time in the church's 2,000-year history, women will have the right to vote at the meeting of bishops. Pope Francis is approving the change to the Vatican body. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that the baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine effects for any development? You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again in 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
It's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where did you go where it's always a standard room on Daniel Prime in Chicago?
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find in that Minnesota standard room on you because you go to the jump ball and see the quarter in it. I'll come to
the Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
That's the way it is. Now, we love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out under the helmet with a Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and of the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still-growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
I just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal. Really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. If you miss this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics, start a conversation at soundoptogether.org. Brought to you by Epic Council and Federal Ventures.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour!
You need some boo-boo boing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Living Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bryan with As Goes Wisconsin.
You like to be part of an economy that runs on reciprocity, time, generosity, instead of money. Sounds pretty good.
You had me at instead of money.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She's Jane Nettner. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking to Kate Starr, who is a freelance journalist based in Milwaukee, but recently had a special report in the Cap Times about the buy nothing economy that's not only happening in Madison, but it's happening across the country. It's like 7 million people. And I think it sounds utopian. So welcome to Show Cat.
Thank you so much for having me. So I think this is something that has always existed. People have always traded things with their neighbors, put stuff out by the dumpster, gone dumpster diving, posted stuff in the Craigslist free section. Free cycling was something that people were doing a lot and still do to this day, I think. But the Buy Nothing Project, which is the term that most people use now, is Buy Nothing for this type of sharing economy. That started in 2013. It was started by these two women who live in Bainbridge Island, which is outside of Seattle. And they had been members of their neighborhood free cycle group, and they decided it wasn't free enough. Like, it just wasn't, there were too many rules, and they wanted to be able to just give away and get pretty much anything, you know, within the legal limit.
Yeah.
And so they started the Buy Nothing Project, which has just mushroomed, especially since 2020, since the pandemic. And it is based primarily in Facebook groups that are in your neighborhood. So Madison, for example, has at least 7 Buy Nothing groups, plus other groups that go by various names that aren't Buy Nothing. But the idea is pretty much the same, that you post stuff that you want to get rid of, or you post something that says, I need shower curtain hooks. Does anyone have some? And then someone in your neighborhood, someone in your community says, hey, you can get them for me. I'll put them in a bag on my porch. I'll hang them off my front gate. Come and get them. And so it's just a way to share things. That's why I did a story for the Cap Times that was published last week.
And so how did you come across this and be like, as a freelance journalist, be like, this is interesting, I think something's here. Like, how did you stumble? I mean, how did you come up with this idea?
Full disclosure, I am a complete buy nothing freak.
Ah.
cultures. Previously, I've been like an outsider, but this is definitely something where I am an avid biomethane participant. And I, for the past, I think when I originally, I've always been like a Craigslister, a dumpster diver, I've always been thrifting, but when I discovered the biomethane concept, which, like I said, has always been around, but I feel like the biomethane project kind of made it more accessible and respectable and convenient by putting it into Facebook groups, organizing it, having, you know, a variety of rules that people can follow, which are pretty minimal. But I discovered biomethane here in Milwaukee when I moved here in 2021. And it's been an amazing way to discover the city. I live on the South Side. I basically have learned the entire South Side by driving around and doing various pickups. so that was my entry into it. And the deeper I got into it, I was like, why is no one talking about this? This is like, so, I mean, in my group that I'm in Bayview, there are over 8,400 members, which on the large side for a biomethane group, a lot of them tend to be anywhere between, you know, 500 to 2,000. Some are bigger, some are smaller. And the group administrators I talked to in Madison said, the smaller they are, the better it works. It's sort of an ideal size. You want enough people to have it be participatory, but if it gets too big, it can get kind of anonymous. So yeah, I got into this through my own obsession with it.
And I like it because it's what seemingly what it feels like is it's not just about, you know, buying and not having to buy another thing. It's also not having to throw stuff out. I feel like last week, Jane and I were talking ahead of Earth Day and even on Monday, kind of what you do with stuff and the guilt you have sometimes. You're like, I don't know, did I just throw this away? Because if it's, you can donate it, obviously, but it's like, as far as someone who actually is looking for that thing right now, instead of it just ending up in like a pile at Goodwill, like there's something circular around that that it's like, it sounds really nice. And so why do you think this works and is more efficient than, you know, the free stuff on Facebook Marketplace? So same platform, there's obviously Facebook groups that are how the Buy Nothing stuff is being administered. There's also Facebook Marketplace where you can just post free stuff. So what is it that you think specifically about the groups that make it more effective?
Well, it is more effective. I actually don't really like Facebook Marketplace that much because Facebook prioritizes posts based on their algorithm, and they will often put, they want you to order stuff on, you know, and have it sent to you, whereas with a Buy Nothing group, or it can have any number of names. At this point, the Buy Nothing project is, you know, what those two women started in Seattle is kind of gone beyond that now. So you mentioned 7 million people worldwide participate. That's just in the groups that are counted by the Buy Nothing project. There are also, you know, give and take groups and all these, but it's a small private group. So it's not public, it's a little bit more community based. And it's also people who ideally live close to you. So Facebook Marketplace, you can search, you know, like 2 miles or less. But these groups, literally people post and say, hey, I live by the Avalon Theater, or I live, you know, by this restaurant or this cross street. And then you know exactly where you're, you know, going, kind of plan your pickups that way.
That makes sense.
What you're talking about now, like my experience with marketplaces, Facebook marketplaces, is that I put something out there, I get 30 messages saying, still available? And I say, yes. Then I have to wait 48 hours for a response. And I'm like, do you want to come get this? Come see it, blah, blah, blah. Is it still available? Yes, it is. Would you like to see it? And like it's maddening. There's two things I want to put on marketplace, and now I'm terrified of doing it. Like I have this place set in the back of my house that I don't want to scrap. If someone can use it, great. But I also don't want to just be this guy like free play set. You know what I mean? Like it almost seems like the what you're talking about has a little more panache, a little more exclusiveness to it. Whereas I'm just like free play set, everybody. Who wants a free play set? Come to my house and come get it. You know what I mean?
It's very fast moving. Buy Nothing is very fast moving. A lot of times people will just say, curb alert, here's all this stuff on my front lawn, come and get it.
Yeah.
And it'll be gone within a few hours because people want to beat the rush.
Yeah.
And in terms of what is getting transacted and like what people are giving away and what they're asking for, it really is just anything you could possibly imagine, from furniture to leftover food to expired food to baby stuff, kid stuff.
A baby.
Someone in Madison told me that, I think this was in the east side of Madison, someone in their group actually gave away a car. A whole car.
Wow.
And a lot of times it's new stuff, you know, it's stuff that people, like, for example, I came into possession of a juicer. It was something that was sent to a family member. You know, Amazon will sometimes make mistakes, send you to, it's one of those situations.
They're like, keep it. Like, oh yeah. That's business model.
I will let you set.
We're not a juicing family. And so we're just sitting there collecting dust. It was brand new, still in this box. And I tried selling it on Facebook Marketplace. And honestly, selling stuff online is a lot of work. And it's easier just to be like, you know, someone posted what's called an in search of post for a juicer. And I said, here, come and get it. And she was so grateful. And her gratitude was worth more than like the $30 I would have made, you know, messaging back and forth with someone and like haggling and whatever. So.
We're talking to freelance journalist Kat Cesar, who recently published an article in the Cap Times about how to buy nothing and enjoy Madison's sharing economy. And one of the stories you said in there was similar to what you just said about the juicer, which was an unused bidet. Someone felt very like, this is, do I, will anyone take this? And it was like taken right away.
Because over 100 people like asking for it.
Your tush doesn't touch the bidet.
No, it doesn't. Well, it touches the seat.
But the seat stays with the toilet.
I think it depends on which one, doesn't it? Don't some of them come?
The lock scores come with a thing you just put underneath the seat, and it hooks up to your wall unit and everything. You're gonna go. Your tush never touches the bidet.
You're missing the overall usage, which is as a planter. No, but I might get one.
Do you know what a bidet is, Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. I'm confused now.
Oh, all right. Well, when we come back, I want to hear some of the other stories, and also I want to hear more about your Substack. So come back in just a minute. Actually, we have more time than I thought we would. We have 2 minutes.
90 seconds.
You mean like the full blown bidet, like an actual one like in Europe where it's like next to the toilet, Jane?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about just the thing you buy at Home Depot as you hook it into your system.
Oh, no. I was thinking about an actual bidet.
Oh, you're fancy.
I still have one from, we registered for one for our wedding and we have not opened it yet.
I have to install it. Do you need help installing it? Install it for
you should talk to Mike.
I'll talk to Mike.
All right. This is. There we go. 90 seconds.
Yeah,
we come back. Cesar will still be here and we'll still be talking about the buying nothing economy. Would you join it? 844-967-2789. Do you want to buy nothing and give stuff away and be part of a reciprocal community? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of the vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that the baby can cause irreversible lung damage and it can affect brain development? You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green goal.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with a Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
This is the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Most of you go where it's always a standard room only. You don't find that in Chicago.
It's never first of all, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
And that's where it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Mirage. She is Jane Madden-Air. He is Rick Buck. And we are talking to Kat Cesar, who recently wrote an article in the Cap Times about the no-buy or buy-nothing economy that also exists in Madison, but is also, she founded it in Milwaukee, and it's basically exactly what it sounds like. It's basically being able to post things saying, does anybody want this, or in search of, and instead of having to buy another, you know, cheap but readily available thing on Amazon, maybe you can get it from your neighbor, which sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos does not need your money.
No, you don't need another. I mean, I think it's also I think about that with like the stupid stuff I bought on Amazon. And I'm like, I wonder if that could have found that with like more hangers. You know, that feels like a very obvious thing that probably someone else is also throwing away, which we also found out that you shouldn't recycle.
No, don't recycle hangers.
Yes.
What?
So out of the stories, either your personal stories or the stories of people you interviewed for the story, for the report, you know, what were some of the things that really stood out to you that, I don't know, sell the idea?
Well, I think one of the most surprising things that I found out is I talked to folks at Goodwill and at St. Vincent de Paul in Madison. And because I was, you know, wondering, like, with all of this stuff getting given away and traded in neighborhoods, if maybe they were seeing fewer donations at their donation sites in Dane County. And they're not at all. I mean, there's just such a glut of possessions that we have right now that basically starting in 2015, you know, when Marie Kondo's show was gaining popularity, people were like really into decluttering and then in the pandemic, people had all this time at home, you know, bored and isolated, and they started decluttering then even more, and it's just basically kept up. But the surprising thing I found out was that 30% of the donations to Goodwill end up in the garbage. And that to me was really shocking. And the reason they told me is that, you know, they wanted to make it, donations are the lifeblood of Goodwill, of these, because that's how they make their money to support the programs that they do, mm-hmm. the charity that they do. And so they have a vested interest in making as much money from the stuff from the donations that they get. And they do sell stuff wholesale, like, you know, smushed clothes and 1,000-pound bales. But there's just a lot of stuff that cannot be sold. Chipped china, stained clothing, torn clothing, you know, old paint cans, stuff that really belongs to the landfill or just isn't really appropriate, it can't be sold in a store. And a lot of that stuff can be given away on Buy Nothing. You know, I mean, let's take an example, like you have a t-shirt that you were making spaghetti sauce on and you like got a little, you know, stain on it. Well, St. Vinny's is not going to want that shirt. They're not going to be able to sell it in the store, and it's not going to meet the requirements for the textile, wholesale textile sales that they do. And so that shirt could have one more personal use or one more you know, personal use as rags that you cut up. Or you could give away some to a neighbor to use as shirts to wear when they're painting their house or something. So there's things like that, like, that wouldn't be appropriate to donate, but that you could give away and Buy Nothing, or you can get from Buy Nothing as well.
And that was one that I think one of the, there was a music teacher that you put in the story that fixed a drum. Like, as far as the drum itself was broken, and she knew how to fix it, so she could fix it along, and like, along with maracas and different musical instruments that she now uses for her classroom. Because I would imagine when it comes to Goodwill or St. Vincent, you know, they have people that are working or volunteers who go through the stuff that gets donated, but they don't necessarily have people who are going to fix the things that are broken.
No, and I mean, that's the thing, is that they want to make it as easy as possible for people just to, like, unload stuff from their car and donate it, but in doing that, they're just taking, like, a lot of stuff that's just, you know, not good.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting, and I think it would be smart. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying don't donate to, you know, these charity or thrift stores, but maybe think twice, maybe have what you donate to them and then what you give away by that thing, you know. And then there's just a lot of weird stuff that comes up on Buy Nothing because, you know, this is humanity and humans are weird. So there's this, like, there's the bidet. I mean, I don't know. I think the bidets are gaining popularity now. That's so weird right now.
They're wonderful people.
But, like, when I first joined my Buy Nothing group, someone posted a tapeworm preserved in rubbing alcohol that they had pulled out of their cat's butt.
Oh!
What on earth is happening here? And you know what? Tons of people wanted it. You know, people into, like, weird medical stuff, or they wanted to take it and show it in their science class because apparently, like, an intact full tapeworm is, like, very rare. But so you do see, like, lots of really bizarre things. But I would say that most of the stuff you see in Buy Nothing is just clothes, furniture, coffee makers, just, you know, candles. That was maybe in the first couple weeks I was on
by
nothing, and I was like, I love this place. That is disgusting. I love this.
I would just say that this whole thing reminds me of radio stations years ago used to do a program called Tradio, where people could call in with whatever they had, and here's my thing, and if you want to trade me for my thing, we'll do a swap, and it was Tradio. Bringing up the tapeworm brings it to an entirely different level.
You didn't see that?
I don't think that ever happened on Tradio.
Who wants a toe? I can't guarantee it's mine.
All right, well, we have a minute left, so Kat, I want to make sure that people know where to find your Substack, where they can get more of your writing.
Oh, yes. I have a Substack newsletter called Curb Alert. So I write about Buy Nothing and dumpster diving and just general thrifting, sort of on the lower end of the thrift scale of finding free things. And I really encourage people to get involved with groups like this. It's really helped me personally on a serious note. It's helped me kind of with some of my climate crisis guilt. And
I gotta cut you off because we gotta go to break, but it was so great to have you, Kat. I'll link all of your stuff on our show notes. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
The show.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
How
us Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
And a bill, although not expected to pass the Senate, and the president says he vetoed it. While 10 Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session, it's a retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean president revealing a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat by sending a U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the city media network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just walk a whole gig caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then, bye.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and an AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine effects for any development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show
is the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Most of you go where it's always a standard room on Neil Primate in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
And Neil Primate in Minnesota. Standing room on because you go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in it, I'll come sit.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
That's what it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your mobile city media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who moved to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, friends.
Yeah.
I have a confession.
Jenny, you ready?
Oh, this could be good.
I hope my friend Greg,
yeah.
My friend Jane,
yeah.
Our friends listening, you will not judge me, but I feel like I need to admit this.
You'll feel better.
This is a safe space. You can talk to us. We're here for you, and we love you regardless of what's going on.
Despite everything that's going on the Bird app.
Oh, okay.
I have, I pulled the trigger a couple weeks ago, and I am one of the dorks paying for Twitter Blue.
You're verified?
I'm not verified, because first of all, they did not ask for my number at all, but I did, and I wish I didn't have the blue check mark. Because the reason I did it, but right now, if you go to Ask Goes Wisconsin on Twitter, I do have a blue check mark, and it is because I'm paying for it, not because magically we got verified. Because almost everyone under a million followers now, even if you were verified, you no longer are. But I did decide to pay for Twitter Blue because of all the features that come with it. Because you get an edit button, you can write more than 280 characters. You can get less ads. There's some nice benefits to it that I wanted. But if I could get rid of the blue check mark, I would. I don't care about the blue check mark. I care about the other features because, like, sometimes I would go to write a tweet like, "Here's what's coming up on today's show," and then I have to figure out how to, like, abbreviate things because it was too long. Sure. And it was annoying. But I do feel like, and this is like the psychology behind what Elon Musk has done with this verification thing, is like, I feel like people are judging me.
I think personally, when I see, first of all, forgiven, you're good.
Oh, thanks.
We love you.
Okay. There's worse things I've done in life.
Well, I mean, I've seen some of the jackets you wear. But the point is, for what you do, for what you're doing, that's a brand name. I get that. Like, you're not some, you know, yokel in Kalamazoo with 48 followers like, oh, I'm getting a blue check mark. I think you have a certain thing to protect there. And if you're
doing... is it protecting anything now?
I think so, because for up-and-coming brands, for mid-level, like, with a certain amount of followers and growing, I think you do, because, I don't know, I just feel like what you're putting out there as far as your content, people need to know what's coming from you.
But here's my problem, because the verification process now, they just charge you. Right. It's not like I had to give them verify. I didn't have to verify anything. And maybe it's because there was already a phone number and an email address attached to my account. Yeah. But it's not like there was like, hey, we need to like make sure you are who you say you are, or you represent the brand that you say it does. And so I get it, and I thank you for being so generous with it. But it's like, it's not even that anymore. So my bigger point is like I wanted to have a conversation to kind of just around what is happening over there and the psychology between like what is cool and what is it basically gone from if you're online. And this, because there was a verified check on Instagram and Facebook. So if you spend time online, this was not a new concept.
Right.
And now Elon, in the attempt to make it be a revenue stream, turn that on its head. And the same thing happens happening with Facebook and Instagram, where you can pay for a check mark there too. It's not as much of a discussion that's happening over there.
Yeah.
But it's so funny of just how our brain works, as far as soon as you can just pay for it, it's no longer cool. Like,
yeah.
And I think there it comes back to a thing of you can't buy cool. You can't buy class, right? It's like these kind of like intangible things that no matter how rich you get, you may just not be ever.
No, I mean, the thing is, if you get famous enough, that doesn't guarantee cool either. And
well,
I think because a lot of people on Twitter that was like that day and day after it all happened were, you know, I earned my blue check mark by doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to pay for it, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. And I get that argument, but after a while, you're like you didn't mind the blue check mark a week ago, and now all of a sudden it's your enemy? Like, I guess it's like they protest too much, in my opinion. Like,
protest too much.
For me, who has never enjoyed the beauty of a blue check mark, it is sort of like watching the cool kids, like, fight at the cooler kids or the semi-cooler kids. You know what I mean? Like, we're all over here, the unwashed on the sidelines going, yeah, none of us care about you. Like, yeah, you got a blue check mark, now you don't. Welcome to Gen Pop. It's wonderful here. enjoy the racist tweets.
You know, I think the bigger problem, at least for me, when he took all the blue checks away, because I use Twitter so much for news, and also for weather information. So now anyone can impersonate any weather agency and claim that some killer storm is coming and just screw with people. And I think it's just so dangerous.
And see, that's why I feel like news outlets, like people who provide news, should, like, they were doing the same thing where there was the yellow check mark, there was the gray check mark, there was, like, have a specific checkmark for news. And I don't care if it's a news all that I disagree with, but like you're saying, like, if you're looking for weather, there should be a verification process for that, as innocuous and boring as that should be. So we just at least know.
I want to know it's the actual National Weather Service.
Yeah.
Not Franklin in his mother's basement.
Well, that's basically what it turned into is something that is, what was once useful is now useless.
Yeah.
Well, you really have to look at everything with a close eye and decide whether or not you believe this is the person or agency they claim to be.
And that's what Elon wants you to do, man. Question the reality you stand in. Wow!
But I feel like it's just such an, I'm just interested in the psychological phenomenon of it go, how quickly it turned, and how much he miscalculated why people wanted a blue check mark. And you know what I mean? Because it's not making money.
No.
I think it's a great article, but in Slate, that was published this week, called How Elon Musk Turned the Blue Check Mark into a Scarlet Letter in Slate. And I feel that a little bit as far as why I chose to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's very different than because I wanted a blue check mark. It's because there are other features. And I think the fact that he conflated those two things of you can pay for extra features that make your experience better, like an edit button, like more characters, like less ads, and keep that separate from what people want to pay for is to get that blue check mark. Because the blue check mark is just something that it's not even a status symbol, because it's exactly what you said. It's like it's as far
verification.
As
it's
verifying who this person is.
Yeah.
And because now I scroll through Twitter and blue check marks mean nothing to me. Like if I don't actually recognize your name, the blue check mark doesn't make me think like, oh, who is this person that I should maybe. Do they work for an organization? Are they a journalist? Are they an elected official I haven't heard of before? No, it's just some guy.
Well, he's made so many people angry. It says in that Slate article that they could make that blue check mark, the whole Twitter blue thing, $1 a month, and it still wouldn't sell.
I know.
Because everyone likes to praise, not everybody. The people who praise Elon Musk like to praise his genius and his forward thinking. I truly think he thought about this one, and he's like, I want to destroy it. And I did. I truly think this is what he wants. He wants to make money off of it. It's not going to do that. I think that's why he was all of a sudden freaking out and giving away blue check marks to dead people.
Yeah, and there's some people he's just paying for.
Yeah.
LeBron James he's paying for. And that's the thing. But when you talk about a scarlet letter, it's not only that there's some people who lost their blue check mark and they're I'm not going to pay for this. You have people actively saying, those who still have their blue check mark, because apparently anyone over 1 million followers, Elon's just floating them to let them keep it. But Stephen King, LeBron James, all these people literally said, hey, I am not paying for this.
Yeah.
And one of the points in the article that they make that I think is so smart, imagine droves of celebrities doing this about any other product.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine just droves of celebrities talking about, I don't want to eat at that restaurant. I don't want to wear this brand of clothing. And how bad that would be for your brand if that many people were publicly going out of their way to say, hey, this thing that they say that I'm doing, I'm not.
Yeah.
See, and I think Elon approaches everything aspirationally. He wants to be a cool kid. He's got enough money where he should just be a cool kid, and yet he's not.
No,
so he relates to all the people who also want to be a cool kid,
mm-hmm.
and they're just not. So I'm going to give them a way to buy it. Because that's what I want.
I agree with that, too. I've seen him dance. And I'm not being funny when I say
it.
I've seen him dance. I've seen him try to be cool in interviews. I've seen him, he is the textbook dork who got made fun of in school. The only reason why I didn't get made fun of in school is because his parents had enough of a part-time gem money to keep him from being made fun of. But he's just...
Part-time gem money.
Yeah. That's what
no,
parents,
I know.
Yeah. It's this thing of, we were talking about this before off-air. People give him so much credit. He's taken a $44 billion company, at least the valuation from other people say this, and he's chopped it more than in half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, at what point do the people at Twitter come together and say, we need to get rid of him. There's got to be a way to get rid of him. There's stockholders.
And it
oh, no, there's not, because he bought the company. It's probably, never mind, forget that whole thing.
But the Tesla shareholders should be looking at him, too, because he's not doing that brand any good either.
And SpaceX.
844-967-2789. You can always call and order text from the 608. I've never been on Twitter, but old Ellie Baby had to crawl his way out of his daddy's apartheid emerald mine and through his own lithium mines to get to where he is. He is the epitome of the American dream.
Nepo baby.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of the story. And I don't want to be careful because I don't want to be mean. But as we've talked about, I spent some time working, living in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, and someone close to me at one point who had been living in New York somehow met someone who was like either in VC or high up at Google Ventures or something like that. But like
pretty well connected.
Well, someone who was like in the Silicon Valley world was important. And she got invited to a pool party that was in the South Bay, so like closer to Mountain View. And when she was in town, she made it. We had to all go out of our way to go to this pool party. In this, you know, this, like these tech guys were throwing this party, and she thought it was going to be this great opportunity to network.
Sure.
She made like press because my parents were in town, so she like made it like we have to go to this thing. She told my mom, she was like, it's really important for Kristen to be there. Like, she really, and I was rolling my eyes. I was like, I don't think this is going to be what you think it is. And we get there, and it's just guys trying to buy cool, being cool. And it was a beautiful house, and there was a pool in the back, and then they bought, there was a DJ and stuff. But not only that, they had paid to fly women up from Los Angeles to attend their party.
This sounds like an episode of Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
And what I figured out, I know, because I talked to some of the girls, and it just was that reminder of impression, like doing the thing that you're like these guys who just were, they finally got money and trying to impersonate what it is to be hip. And the crowd. And it reminds me so much of, I say this as someone who literally did buy Twitter Blue, but for, I bought it for different reasons, but for the people who were like, I can finally get a blue check mark, and now they're late to the game because it's not cool.
Yeah. No longer cool. Yeah. And it's the cool window. No.
Seeing people like just dunk on those who have the blue check mark now, who are trying to act as an authority on anything, is just some of the best chef's kiss Twitter there has ever been.
I have to, let's see, how much time do we have? We'll come back to this and we'll talk about what's coming up in the laughing chat. But someone was very shocked at the engagement rates that the guy who literally like created Nirvana was having. He's like, I don't understand, man. This is how it was sounded.
Come laugh, Beck, come laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comic, come on, they'll be standing.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And Jane, we didn't fill you in. I was going to try to put in two more words. What did I say? Loop-de-loo and kerfuffle?
And kerfuffle, yes.
And I failed.
I challenge Kristen to say the two following words. Guff and quibble.
Ooh, quibble. I like quibble.
Quibble's good. Quibble's good. I miss both. Both. I got too caught up.
We can
start playing this game.
Tomorrow is another day.
Start picking words. Yeah. And seeing if I can fit it in. One of us can work it in. Maybe we can do contest. Who can do it first?
I'll text you each words.
There we go. The magic word is of the day.
Yep. Or we can open it up to you at 844-967-2789. Obviously, it cannot be profanity.
What should tomorrow's word be?
Well, this is up to 844-967-2789. Give us a word. We'll see who can work it in first on tomorrow's show.
I like this game. All right. It's that time of the show on Wednesdays. What?
You said you were going to finish up with something.
Well, I kind of already said it.
Okay.
But I forgot. I think it's Steve the Line. He's a music engineer. He's been involved in all these different like bands. I think he's probably one of the music engineers for Nirvana.
Steve Albini.
Albini, thank you.
Oh, so the guy's a grump.
He was engaging with someone on Twitter, and his no longer has a blue check mark. And some guy he was engaging with was like astonished by what his engagement rates were. Yeah. I mean, people were like his like to comment ratio or whatever. Because clearly this guy didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And Steve Albini was basically like, this is the funniest thing anyone's ever said about me. Like, this is what you're picking up on.
Oh, yeah. Steve Albini has no patience for any of that stuff. He hates everything.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's been a grandpa for 30 years.
What's going on with the laughing test again?
Oh, just show us, Christian. First of all, if you want to come to a great thing tonight, we've got the open mic tonight. Mm. If you want to try comedy for the first time, you want to watch people doing comedy for the first time, or maybe, watching vets honing the chops, that starts, bar opens at 6, sign up at 7, show up at 7:30. It's a fun time, a good time there. Wednesday at the last on tap open mic. And then this weekend, we don't have just one, we have two headliners. On Thursday, one night only, Mr. Michael Palisap returns to the Laughing Tap. And then Friday and Saturday, three shows. One Friday, two Saturday, Mr. Mo Mandel. Both have been seen on the Conan O'Brien. Michael has been on all of the major all of the late shows. Mo has been was on Chelsea lately, like 40, 50 times. And we got clips from both of them. Can we run the clip of Michael Palisap, please?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I told my mom, I remember she was very excited. She worries sometimes about stuff. Like, I remember one time she was like, Michael, promise me that if you ever become famous, that you won't become addicted to drugs. Okay. Mom, you don't have to be famous. I was just flattered that in her mind she thought I could become that famous that I could have a celebrity overdose. Like, I would just love to go afford any brand allergy medication. If you ever find out that Michael Palisac snorted his money away, it wasn't cocaine, it was nasal decongestants. I have a girlfriend. She's great, her name's Sam. I think it works out because we're different personality-wise. Like, whenever we're hanging out, she'll just say whatever she's thinking all the time. And I like to say nice things.
I just love it. I was telling Jane before the show today, Michael is he is one of the nicest humans. He's a wholesome good boy. And he's just happened to be one of the funniest comics I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
He's just so unassuming. He doesn't act like he's funny. He is so funny. And he's that funny in real life. It's almost infuriating.
But isn't it nice, though, Greg, to find someone who really is the embodiment of all these good things? And it's actually who he is.
Absolutely.
Really lovely.
He's a positive dude, really, really sweet, appreciative of being in the places he's at, the success he's had so far, and just really excited to have him back. And then, as I said, so he'll be there Thursday, tomorrow. Tickets are available, LaughingTap.com. And if you want to come to a show on Friday or Saturday, we have Mr. Mo Mandel. Jamie McClip?
I'm actually Jewish, but I'm Jewish in kind of a weird way, check it out. Face and hair, kind of excessively Jewy. Yeah. And they got the jock body, right? Kind of in between a Jew and a guy who drives by in a truck and yells, Jew. With a dreidel of methamphetamines right there. And I was actually doing some European comedy this year and I'm performing in Germany. You know what I found out? It is still very hard to be Jewish in Germany. Because it's expensive over there. The euro. The euro. I understand when my grandparents got the hell out of there. I really get it now. It's hard to be Jewish in Germany because you want to hate everybody. You're walking around, these people killed my people. These people killed my people. Then after a day, you're like, these people dance to techno until 6 a.m. This place is awesome. They start off these Nazi bastards. You're going to do a sausage. Everybody makes mistakes.
So that will be Mr. Mo Mandel coming to the Laughing Tap. One on show Friday at 7:30. Two shows on Saturday, 7:30 and 10. Tickets are also available. I can tell you the Saturday early show is selling fast. So, LaughingTap.com for all your comedy needs as far as the Laughing Tap goes. MilwaukeeComedy.com for all the remote shows happening all over the city. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Fun weekend.
Yeah.
How did the Charlie Barron show go?
Oh, so much fun. Sold out, good times, everyone crushed. I was very proud of Mr. John Barron, Charlie's younger brother. He hosted the show, and he did a fantastic job. He's fairly new in the stand-up, and he got on stage, and he had fun. That young man is just, he's becoming a guy I adore. Aww. He's so sweet. Yeah, so we'll be doing it again next month in May. It'll be a monthly show. The third Thursday of every month will be the Barron's Brother Comedy Hour, featuring, it'll be always Charlie and John, and then a feature and a headliner. And I can tell you this right now, next month, if all goes well, and I think everyone's committed, next month we will be having AJ Girl as a feature, and Chelsea Hood out of Chicago as a headliner. Chelsea is amazing and funny. And can I say one more thing?
You got a minute.
Next week, you should follow the Milwaukee Comedy Festival because we have a big announcement coming. Two big announcements coming next week for our headliners.
The festival?
For the festival.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Which is not until October. But
that's not October. We're not. No, baby.
Oh man. All right. Well, that will do it for us today. Thanks for texting. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
You're living with
one call, the Symphony Media Network of stations can deliver your business message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Symphony Media,
608-819-8255.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey.